With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go down to Peoria, the one and only from the San Diego Union-Tribune. You also see her on Fox Sports San Diego. Does an outstanding job. Very nice to have Annie Heilbrun join us on Gwen and Chris. Annie, hopefully it's not raining in Peoria right now.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's so great to be with both of you. It's not raining in Peoria, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And as you know, it is a momentous day with the first official workout for pitchers and catchers. So we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, Annie, this is probably the one day that players don't actually want it to rain. They're excited to be out there. About 3 weeks later, they'll take one of those rain outs.
Absolutely, exactly. They'll take that middle of spring training, right?
Yeah, exactly. Annie, set the scene for us out there. Obviously, today was the first day the pitchers and catchers showed up. I'm sure there was a lot of different questions asked to Annie, but what's the temperature like as far as that clubhouse, the excitement, et cetera?
You know, it's a great question. I think that it's a really calm clubhouse right now. These guys know each other. They've been working together for so long right now that there's just, I think, a lot of mutual respect between the teammates right now. So you had a lot of guys coming in. Some of them had been there earlier this week and had been, you know, training together. So they were kind of talking. But then there's all these new guys and this youth there again now, this new wave of youth with, like, Logan Allen and Ty France and just these new guys. So they're kind of getting acclimated to the clubhouse now and being in the big league clubhouse. So you've got them also talking to, like, you know, the Hunter Renfros and the Travis Jankowskis and things like that. But, you know, both of you, I know, can speak to this, but it's still exciting. I think that first day and just everybody coming back together, I mean, there's a lot of just kind of good moods going around and everyone's happy to see each other. There's a lot of hugging in the clubhouse and things like that. So as Tony mentioned, once you get into the middle, I think everybody's ready to go home at some point, right? But for right now, it's still kind of a good mood and a good feeling as spring training kicks off.
Hey, Annie, for you today, I mean, you're down there and obviously talking with Andy, and I'm sure you'll have a bunch of stuff up. If you don't already have it up, you'll have it up later tonight. But when you go there the first day, you talk to the manager. Do you talk to the players with a microphone in front of them, or do you wait till that first official day?
You know, I did today because they had open clubhouse, so we were able to go in there and talk to the players with the microphone and the beat writers getting stuff for their stories and everything like that. And really, I talked to a lot of the veterans weren't in there, but a lot of the younger guys were, like I mentioned, with Logan Allen and Ty France and all of them. So Chris Paddock, you know, those guys are coming in, and so it's good to see those fresh faces and those guys that are experiencing the big league clubhouse for the first time. And also Fernando Tatis Jr., he was in there, so we were able to talk to him, and he mentioned how good the winter was for him. He played winter ball in the Dominican, as you guys know, and you know, just a real confident attitude right now, not arrogant, just confident and happy to be there. So there's just kind of that vibe going on right now.
You brought up all four of the young guys that I think everybody is really excited to see go out and compete during this spring training. Talk a little bit more, aside from Tatis, you said you spoke to Logan Allen, Chris Paddock, Ty France, who right now has to be the front runner at third, considering there aren't any other third basemen there. What was your vibe talking to those three guys?
Yeah, you know, it's so true, right, Tony? I mean, you got Ty France there at the front runner for third base, and he's never been in a big league camp.
Right.
And so I think that it's all a little bit kind of, all of them mentioned taking everything in, you know,
right,
just kind of sitting back, taking everything in from the other guys. Buddy Reed is another one, and he is, his locker mates right next to him are Eric Hosmer and I think Hunter Renfro, one more down. So he said, I'm just going to sit here and try to absorb as much as I can.
Good for him.
From my locker mates. So I think that's kind of the way that these guys are going. You know, all of them said this has been a dream for so long, to be in the big league clubhouse. And all of them also mentioned how much nicer it is in the big league clubhouse, how much more room they have, things like that. But I think the way that they're all leaning is just kind of absorb and take in as much as they can right now.
Andy Heilbrun joining us from the Padre Complex in Peoria. They reported earlier today they'll have their first workout, barring a rainstorm, tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Andy, a couple of ball players that were dealing with injuries. One, Luis Urias, had that hamstring that we saw in September. And we talked to Andy here a few weeks back, and he said he still wasn't 100%. And Franmil Reyes was playing winter ball and ended up having some knee surgery. Did Andy talk about either one of those guys and if they're going to be limited, you know, maybe early in spring training?
Yeah, you know, he did during his scrum, and I want to say that he, and I apologize because I haven't listened back to his scrum, but he, I think he did say that they're all progressing. They're all where they want them to be right now. So there isn't any more setback. Okay. So I think it's a matter of just starting to push through and see how much they can take each day and then go from there. And if they do experience any more of a setback, they can, you know, kind of pull them back a little bit. But for right now, it sounded like there's no additional holding on to these guys. Like they're moving forward with their set protocol. And Franmil Reyes was in the locker room today in the clubhouse, and he was working out with the guys. I did not see Luis Urias, but he could have been there, to be honest. So those guys, I think, are on the normal schedule that they anticipated for them.
Andy Heilbrun, San Diego Union-Tribune, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Quintero. Andy, a little bit change in coaching staff this year. You got some new faces on the staff. Those guys are usually the first ones there, even before the players show up. Have you been able to talk to some of the new coaching staff that's now on the major league staff?
Yeah. Well, we saw Johnny Washington today, so he is the new hitting coach. But we didn't see. Wasn't able to see anybody else. They weren't around. There was a lot of kind of running into the clubhouse and running out of it today. And there was no one on the field, because they didn't do their official practice. So the players kind of did their own thing and they got in the batting cage. But we didn't see the other coaches. But tomorrow will be the day for that, when they're starting to kind of all aggregate and get together, and there's going to be all those new faces, and like you said, so that's also exciting, because for a lot of these guys in general, but definitely the younger guys, they haven't worked with these guys, so it's going to be kind of neat to see the camaraderie between all of those guys as well, and just, you know, as the new coaching staff takes form, you know, just kind of how they go. And Andy Green also mentioned today, you know, as he comes into this spring training, you know, just him wanting to also work on more things, as every manager would want to tweak a little bit more as they come in, right? So wanting to work on communication and getting through to a lot of these guys. So you can tell that there's just kind of a renewed, all right, what's our next step here, and how can we kind of get this clubhouse to mesh as quickly as possible with all the young guys and all the new faces and like this next wave, right? They had like that first wave last year, and now there's a new wave. So how can they kind of get that going as quickly as possible.
It sounds like some of the coaches were trying to get their final golf game in before the first workout tomorrow.
That's right. There's a lot of, you know, a little kind of sneaky ins and outs, right? So I don't blame them. It's such a long spring, but I think that they were more than happy not to talk to the media today.
You know, and you've been doing this a long time, and when you said that, you know, the veterans, they weren't really available today, and all the young guys were out there, I had to chuckle, because you know as well as I do, the veterans were either getting treatment or they were in the lunchroom and they're waiting for everybody to leave.
Exactly. They're eating, they're absorbing those last minutes before they actually have to stand in front of their lockers and talk. So they'll all be great tomorrow. I know they'll be good to go, but definitely they weren't feeling bad about not being in there today. I can tell you that.
Well, Annie, we certainly appreciate your time. For myself, will be out there next week. I'll probably catch up with you
awesome.
Then. Again, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks to both of you guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.